all that we can need for life or death, time or eternity. James Smith, The Wealthy Family. There is no lack to those who fear him. Psalm 34:9. They are not truly wealthy who appear to be so, or who boast of being so. The lost sinner must be poor. He has no God to comfort him, no Saviour to deliver him, no guide to conduct him, no advocate to plead for him, no inward peace to support him, no title to heaven to encourage him. He is poor. He is in need. He will need confidence and comfort in death, a wedding garment in which to appear before God, and a comfortable home throughout eternity. Every lost sinner is indeed poor. His resources will soon be exhausted, and he will find himself wretched and miserable, and poor and blind and naked. He may have the appearance of prosperity, but not the reality. True riches belong to another family. The Lord's people all fear him. That is, they fear to offend him, and desire above all things to please him. And though they may appear poor, they are really rich. God has provided all good things for them, and he gives all good things to them. They have a solid peace, flowing from a knowledge of acceptance with God through the blood of Jesus. They have a joyful hope, which blooms with immortality. They are assured of strength equal to their day, and of sanctifying grace to make all their troubles work for their good. They are content with God's wise and holy appointments, and godliness with contentment is a good fortune. They acquiesce in the will of God, and are often filled with joy which flows from his presence. They obtain victory over the temptations which would ensnare them. They live above the world, which would allure and beguile them. They are sure of support in death. They look forward to a joyful resurrection. They rightly anticipate heaven as their portion for ever. There is no lack to them, for all that they can truly need is promised, and every promise is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Jehovah is theirs, along with all that he is and has. His power is their support. His wisdom is their guide. His fullness is their fortune. His mercy is their friend. His love is their heaven. Happy are the people who are in such a case. All the Lord's people are really in this case, and therefore they are all happy. Just think of having Almighty God for your present, constant, eternal friend. Think of having the wealth of deity to supply and satisfy you. And if you sincerely fear God, then this is the reality of your case. No truth is more clearly revealed in Scripture. No subject is more rich with consolation. Strength may be exhausted. Health may decline. Courage may fail. Riches may flee. Friends may forsake. Enemies may increase. All circumstances may change for the worse, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Sweet promise of a faithful God. Here, pilgrim, is your staff. Take it and travel home. Here, saint, is your cordial. Drink and forget your misery. Here, believer, is your fortune. Take it and live upon it while a resident here below. Here, fearful soul, is your antidote. Use it to dispel your fears and cheer your fainting heart. The young lions may lack food and go hungry, but there is no lack to those who fear him. Here is wealth. Here is comfort. Here is all that we can need for life or death, time or eternity.